Positive change starts with a single step. Welcome to Conscious Conversations, where it's all about taking that first step to making a positive lifestyle change. Pamela Heichel, healthy lifestyle designer and coach, will inspire you with insights, strategies, and languaging to help you express what you're feeling. Her special guests will share their own experiences and what was like for them and how they took the first step to make a positive change in their life and how you can too.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back today to Conscious Conversations. I'm your host, Pamela Heichel, and today I'm so excited to have in the virtual office the lovely Kathy Smart. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you. So Kathy is in Canada, but she's east of me in Ottawa. And we're going to chat today about recovering from the holidays, but people will have a lot of information about you. And at the end of the program, I'm going to remind them how they connect with you. But you are a healthy living consultant. Yes, is that correct?
Yeah, so I've been a nutritionist now for going on 20 years and a chef and a fitness trainer. And I specialize actually in client nutrition.
That's awesome. Awesome. And I got to meet you this past fall, actually, in Edmonton as you were touring with your Living the Smart Way Expo.
That's right. We went all across Canada just this past year.
How was that, by the way? You're kind of wrapped up.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was really neat too to meet different Canadians in different cities, because I find every city has a unique flavor about them. So it was really neat to try all the different flavors across Canada.
Absolutely. You know, what I really loved about your expo, and again, thank you for inviting me as a guest, and I look forward to it next year, was your message really resonated with me. And that was you really trying to provide the tools and the resources and the information to the everyday person about living a healthy life, living the smart way. And I find that there's not enough information out there. So Kathy, now that the holidays are over, how do we recover? Or better yet, what's the culprit really during the holidays that kind of makes us feel exhausted and tired and like we need to hit the gym again in the new year?
For sure. So typically what it is in the holidays that people overindulge in are two things. Too much sugar through, you know, baked good candies, peanut brittle, eggnog, you know, all the yummy stuff.
Yeah.
And alcohol. So those, when people have too much of those two things, the body reacts, especially if you're not used to it, by feeling sluggish and by feeling tired. And alcohol and sugar are very interesting substances, because they're substances that once you have it, you have some, you want more and more and more. So that can sometimes be typically what I see is what people are feeling so kind of bleh over.
Yeah. You know, talk to me a little bit about sugar. When I was at your expo, I wasn't able to catch your full presentation, but I love how candid and direct you are to your audience about, listen, this is what's going on in the food that you're buying, especially packaged processed food. What's your feeling about sugar?
So sugar is really a substance that, sugar reminds me of a toxic friend. So we all have a toxic friend and, you know, for some reason we still hang out with them. But after we hang out with them, we always feel exhausted and tired and drained. So sugar is a lot like that, just chemically in the body. So when you eat sugar, it actually drains and depletes you of your own B complex and vitamin stores, and it makes you feel very, very tired. But we, for some reason, keep going back to it. So years and years ago, what happened is fat was vilified in the industry for being the cause for a lot of problems like heart disease, cancer. And unfortunately, if you start doing more digging, and it's just come to light that those studies have been bought. The real culprit with high cholesterol, not just sugar, but many other things, but one of the main culprits of high cholesterol, heart disease, many of the health issues that previously people thought were from a high-fat diet actually are from sugar. Mm-hmm. See, the food manufacturers put loads and loads of sugars in products because it's cheap.
Mm. It's very cheap. Does it also act mm-hmm. as a preservative in some way for some packaged food?
Yes. Yeah. For some packaged foods, it also acts as a preservative, and it also is addictive. So it's kind of the perfect thing to put in a packaged good because it's cheap, it mm-hmm. makes you want more, and it will make you crave more. So people need to understand that the food industry does not have the end consumer's best interest in mind. They have their bottom line best interest.
Sadly.
Billions of dollars are spent making unhealthy food look healthy for us. But the awesome thing about this is in all the research that's coming out in the internet is that foods that are as close to nature as possible, just back to basics, are cheaper, they're better for you, and they taste better. So it's not all bad news in any way, shape, or form. I actually think it's really exciting when people start discovering that almonds and avocados, which were vilified in the past, are actually better for you and they're more cost effective. So a lot of people are like, oh, it's so awful. I think it's exciting. It's exciting. Like, truth is exciting.
Absolutely. I think it's exciting too. And I think one of the things is when we are getting people to look at their diets, we're asking them to change. And I know change on mm-hmm. all levels can be very daunting and scary. And one of the things, especially with a healthy lifestyle, for some reason, people think in order to change, that means I'm going to be deprived. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are there healthy substitutes for sugar? Are there healthy sugars?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Absolutely there is. And it's really, really interesting because oftentimes these sugar substitutes are actually tastier for you. Mm. Not tastier, they're better for you and they're tastier. So for example, coconut sugar. Mm. When you bake with coconut sugar, it has such a delicious caramel butterscotch molassy taste. Oh. And it's a bit lower glycemic. See, a lot of people think, oh, sugar substitutes is going to taste gross. A lot of times they taste even better. Even pure maple syrup, for example, which is from heaven above,
yes.
has had such a richness and natural maple flavor to baking. And I often tell people, oftentimes I will cook huge meals for people and I won't even tell them and it's good for them. And I'll make desserts and brownies and cakes without any white sugar. I only tell them after and they never believe me. Like my cookbook is Cordon Bleu Chef approved. So
right.
I even fooled the best of the best. So I get very excited about this.
No, so do I. So off the top of your head, do you have a favorite healthy dessert that you like to make or snack?
Absolutely. So top two are my decadent black bean brownie. Mm. And it's super easy to make. And the second one is my flourless chocolate cake. You can tell that I like chocolate. And both of these are decadent, fudgy, good for you. And you wouldn't even know that there isn't any white sugar in it. So I often love to tell people that oftentimes, like you said, when people are still just trying to get healthy, they think it's going to be disgusting. Mm-hmm. But I like to focus on the fact that it actually can be even better than regular food because and you also eat less of it because it's much more satisfying.
That's true. So let's talk about alcohol. And you know, I've never really been a huge consumer of alcohol, but I certainly know that it's made a comeback, so to speak, with a lot of women, I find, indulging in their wine, in their evening wine. And that's one of the areas that I just wish, I just want to teach them tools to relax, like breathing, walking, meditating, rather than always going for that glass of wine. So what's going on when we're doing that, when we're using the alcohol, especially over the holidays? What's going on in our body?
Great question. So what's going on in our bodies, and especially for women, alcohol, the liver sees alcohol as a poison. Mm-hmm. So when you drink alcohol, I don't care if the wine has tons of antioxidants, whoop-de-doo. The problem with that is they're talking about small amounts of wine and not using it as a coping mechanism.
Right.
So when people overdo wine, the liver is your body's biggest fat-burning organ. So when you consume alcohol, your body sees alcohol as a poison. It stops what it's doing in the liver to filter out the poison, the alcohol that is in the body. So oftentimes people are like, oh, a glass of wine is only whatever, 60 to 80 calories. That's actually not true exactly because of the disruption in the metabolism that occurs after you have those couple of glasses of wine. And I'm not just talking wine, I'm talking tequila shots or margaritas or whatever perhaps the problem is. But right. I also don't want to go too extreme on the scale. And I understand that people do sometimes enjoy a glass of wine. And that's awesome in moderation. Everything in moderation. So 2 to 3 glasses of wine a week, 4 ounces, that's it. And no, you can't save them up and have them all at once on a Friday night.
And probably the time of day makes a big difference 100%. As well, no? Yeah?
Absolutely. So I always suggest for people, have your wine with your supper, have some protein with it, have some complex carbohydrates, because if you have protein with the alcohol, you won't have as high of a blood sugar spike, and what goes up must come down. So when your blood sugar crashes down, that's when you typically start craving sugar. That's why people, when they drink, they often will crave pizza or chocolate or whatever. That's because their blood sugar has plummeted.
Right. Interesting.
So if you have it, it's really interesting what happens in the body.
Well, especially when, and what really irks me about research that comes out is either people fail to see the context in which the research was presented, or maybe the context wasn't talked about. And they always talk about a Mediterranean diet, and they've got the olive oils and the avocados, and they got the red wine. But when you look when you look deeper into those cultures and their lifestyles, they're spending time with family, they're relaxing, they're having their glass or two with their food.
Yes. Right? Bingo. Bingo. It's not the way that many people in North America do it. It's not a binge drinking of their wine. It's literally like drinking some water with their meal. It's part of their culture. And I find what's interesting in any kind of study or any article we read, as humans, we'll read and pick out what we like and applies to us, not understanding the whole context of it. So it's always good to really get the whole picture.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. So then over the holidays, whatever holiday it really is, it's so true, right? Those are the two biggest indulgences, is that sugar and alcohol. And alcohol has high sugar content, no?
Absolutely, it does. And even what is even worse is what it does to your blood sugar. It really does whack out your blood sugar. So people with hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, sometimes when they drink in the evening at 2 or 3 p.m., they need to get up and eat because their blood sugars drop so low from drinking alcohol, making it so high, it crashes in the night.
I see. So that's what you meant about it really disrupting our metabolism.
That's correct. So oftentimes people just see, I'm just having a glass of wine and it's only 60 to 80 calories. People aren't looking at what happens in your bloodstream and in your liver and in your body for the next 24 hours and the damage that it can do. And again, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, because I as well enjoy a nice glass of red wine with a meal with friends, but in moderation.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's where the idea of feeling deprived comes in, is no one is really telling anyone to completely exclude those foods or those items from their lifestyle, but really be mindful about it, I think, when you're consuming over the holidays, for instance.
That's the perfect word, and to be mindful about it and to do everything in moderation. I always say to people that there's an 80-20 rule if you just want to maintain your current body. And there's a 90-10 rule. So 80% of the time, eat what's great, like eat what's healthy for you, move the way you should, think the way you should, all of those things. 20% of the time, life is going to happen and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Enjoy those things. Or the 90-10, if people are, let's say, trying to lose a couple of dress sizes or pant sizes, 90% of the time, eat healthy. 10% of the time, enjoy, you know, a decadent dessert. Just make sure that the decadent dessert is made with a healthier sugar.
I love that. I love that. All right. We're going to I want to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, can we chat about what living the smart way looks like and maybe some tips for our listeners?
You bet.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to chat all about what it means to live the smart way.
Are you ready for a life-changing journey? Experience a journey that will bring great rewards, like lasting success, a satisfying lifestyle, and a better you. Pamela Heichel, a healthy lifestyle designer and coach, will help you find your way. Enjoy a free 45-minute session with Pamela. In less time than your lunch hour, you can learn how to balance your life and live it to your fullest with easy steps. Contact Pamela at ph@PamelaHeichel.com. That's PamelaHeichel.com to schedule a free 45-minute session and begin your journey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Conscious Conversations. If you're tuning in now, I'm here with Kathy Smart, healthy living consultant. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
So we were chatting about indulging over the holidays, and the two biggest culprits are alcohol and sugar. So what I'm really curious about, and I'm going to be so passionate about it, is what you are calling living the smart way. Can you describe to us what that is? Because am I correct in still assuming that your audience that you are really passionate about speaking to is the everyday person?
That is correct. Yeah. So I love speaking to anyone and everyone, but it really is the everyday person looking to live a healthier life and feeling better and just giving them simple tips on how to do that.
So what does, if one were to sign up for your Live the Smart Way program, which I think is coming soon,
it's coming in the new year, because people kept asking me, how can I learn what you're saying? I want to know more. And so I said, oh, well, I'll just have to, people ask, I'll create. Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us about it.
So what it is it's every week I give someone something to work on how to live the smart way. And it's really small steps that they master each week. So for example, one of the steps is drink more water. Really simple to do. And for a full week, they have specific homework and specific recipes that they try. And then in the second week, it's eating more protein at breakfast. And I explain why and explain what it does in the metabolism. I also am a big believer in that there's 7 billion people on Earth. Therefore, there's 7 billion different ways and different diets. Meaning, I love to give people the tools on how to learn how to eat for their body type, how to eat for their blood type, how to eat for their hormonal issues, how to really give people the tools so that they'll never, ever have to diet ever again. So literally just naturally become healthier, and weight loss is a side effect of that health. So it's really getting to the root of why people are unhealthy and giving them very simple, easy to do steps. And it's been really successful.
Oh, I love that. So for the 2017, they can go to your website and sign up. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, they can go to, that's right. That's how it's going to work. So it's livethesmartway.com on my website. And then people will be having calls with me. So I'll be doing live calls with the group of people. And there's also private Facebook group support, so they can pretty much ask me any question as we go through the program. And I don't believe in scales. So I'm a big believer in people taking their measurements. So I don't want, you know, people talking about how much they weigh or anything like that. I really like focusing on what the science is saying. And the science is saying the number one most important tool is your waist circumference. So getting that in the healthy range and really focusing on that belly fat.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so now we've kind of come down from the holiday high of all of our sugar and alcohol. There's probably other things going on, right? Getting everyone back to their regular scheduled routine. And so what are some tips now to kind of recalibrate or balance our body, heal our body after the holidays?
The first thing I would do is within 1 hour of waking up in the morning, make sure you have a protein-rich breakfast. The reason why is it's going to immediately set your day up with a balanced blood sugar. It's going to increase your metabolism, and it will help get rid of sugar cravings at night. So some examples of protein at breakfast would be 2 to 3 eggs and a whole grain toast, or you know, 3/4 cup of 2% plain Greek yogurt with fresh honey on it and berries and a banana. Or if someone is vegan that's listening, I recommend doing a cup of cooked quinoa and 3 tablespoons of hemp seeds and a handful of almonds. Again, just really getting in a nice, good portion of protein, because that's going to immediately set the person up for the entire day. I like to focus on a change that has a huge impact. That one change will balance the blood sugar, will help get rid of cravings, will make you have more energy.
Oh, and I believe it. And this is something that I incorporated into my life over a year ago, because I was one of those people that woke up running out the door with a cup of coffee. And that was
absolutely
it. A muffin. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we've all been there, right? We've all gotten so wrapped up and gotten so busy. It's so easy to do that. And I think reason people don't do it is they think that it takes a lot of time, and it doesn't at all. It's so fast.
No, and you know what I've incorporated? I've been vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and now I drink beef bone broth every morning.
Oh, beef bone broth is amazing.
I am like set until lunchtime, and I feel great, and it's a great blood builder for me because I've had some issues, but amazing, amazing.
It's incredible, and it's very soothing to the stomach, very healing, because a lot of people many times don't eat breakfast because they feel sick in the morning. So that's, oh, I love that you're doing that. Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next? So we have our protein-rich breakfast within 1 hour of waking up. What else can we do?
The second thing that I would recommend for a person to do is within 1 hour of waking up, have 2 huge big glasses of water. Because a lot of times people are walking around because they're walking around exhausted, but they're actually not tired. They're actually dehydrated. So again, instead of, you know, drinking a whole bunch of caffeine drinks and popping any pill, I recommend, well, let's get to the root of the problem and get you hydrated, especially if someone has been drinking over the holidays. That would be the second thing. The third thing I would do is really, really simple. I love incorporating exercise, is move every day for 30 minutes in a way that makes you filled with joy. So
that,
and it can be, it doesn't have to, if you don't like the gym, I don't like the gym either. It's okay. Right? Go for a walk, dance, do a Zumba class, do a yoga flow, whatever. After you do that 30 minutes, you feel awesome at, and you feel amazing, you do more of that. And if 30 minutes is too much, I don't have 30 minutes, I suggest breaking it up 10 minutes 3 times a day. It has the same benefits studies have shown. So it doesn't have to be of all at once. As long as you move, we're designed to move.
Oh, I so agree. A few months or a couple of months ago, I got the Bella Beat, which is like a Fitbit, but for women. And it, I mean, it's not a perfect science, but it's taking into consideration for women, your cycle, your sleep, your movement, and meditation or moments of mindfulness of pausing. And then it kind of calculates your stress. And I can't emphasize enough how important movement is. And it, like you said, it can just be as simple as walking.
Absolutely. Because I find that's why people don't exercise. Is people, for some reason, have equated, they think exercise, they think gym. And it's interesting because up to 50 years ago, there were really not many gyms. And trust me, you know, there's some people love the gym, and that's awesome. But just find something that you love. And the reason I say that, we tend to do things that we like to do.
Yeah, this is true. That's awesome. Okay, so we've got the protein breakfast, water, and movement. Is there anything else?
I would say, you know what? I am a big, and it's not because of who I'm talking to right now. Mm. I am a huge, huge advocate for meditation. Mm-hmm. I cannot, I actually want to tear up if someone could, if you're listening right now and you are stressed and you have anxiety or panic attacks, please meditate every day. I cannot even tell you how much it's changed my life. I used to have unbelievable panic attacks and anxiety.
Wow. And I used to have chronic pain, and meditation has healed that. Yeah.
Oh my God, we could talk for hours then.
Yes.
I can. It's not flaky, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening, there are studies backing up the science behind meditation and what it does. And what it does is it calms you down. It will make you eat less, because a lot of times people are just stress eating. So just getting back to breathing. We live in a society, we walk around doing all these shallow breaths, and our body thinks we're in a constant state of emergency, and we're not.
Totally. No.
So, you know, however, find out however you can meditate every day.
I agree.
It's funny that, a nutritionist, fitness person meditate, but 100%, because you'll stop stress snacking, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think those are the greatest tips to rebound from ever any lapse that we've had, even if we've gone on holiday. So you come back to your protein-rich breakfast, come back to consuming your water, come back to a daily routine of movement, and come back to really conscious, mindful breathing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's what living the smart way. It really is. It's so going back to basics, and it's so simple.
That's
we just need to be
great.
Reminded.
Yes. Well,
no gimmicks, no powders, no pills. Just let's get back to real food, real movement, and real breathing.
I love it. Living the smart way. So we're going to wrap up, and that is a great segue to say goodbye. But again, I know we could talk for hours, and maybe we will one day. But again, for our listeners, get these tips, understand the basics, be empowered and feel powerful, and connect with Kathy Smart with her website. What's your website again? Sorry,
livethesmartway.com. And I am so happy to send any listener a free PDF of my cookbook. If you just email me, Kathy@livethesmartway.com, and just say that you heard this on your interview here, I am so happy to support them and give them that.
That's great. So Kathy, Kathy, @livethesmartway.com.
That's me.
Yeah. Email her, let her know that you listened to our chat on Conscious Conversations, and she will mail you or email you a free copy of her cookbook.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Kathy. I loved our conversation. I hope
so did I.
I hope a lot of people took away some great tips, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
So do I. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. You as well. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Conscious Conversations powered by Tenacious Living Network. Have a great day, everyone, and peace out.
Are you tired of being unsure of what your next step in life is? Or maybe you're just tired of feeling unsatisfied despite having it all? Today is the day to take the first step. Contact Pamela at ph@PamelaHeichel.com. That's PAMELL. AHEIKEL.com to schedule your free 45-minute session. Thanks for listening. And until next time, rest, nourish, move, be.